Welcome back, noobs and pros. You are listening to Kubernetes Notes, and I am Fani Chidella. This episode is part of the ChatGPT series, where we go through the responses provided by ChatGPT. And a disclaimer, please take these responses with a pinch of salt. ChatGPT's responses don't tend to be 100% accurate. You can also play a game where you identify the errors or mistakes in the responses. Let's get started. What is Kubernetes? Kubernetes is a system for automating the deployment, scaling, and management of containerized applications. It provides a platform for orchestrating and scheduling containers across multiple nodes in a distributed system, enabling developers to easily build, deploy, and run scalable applications. Kubernetes was originally developed by Google based on their experience running containers in production over the past decade. It was open sourced in 2014 and has since become one of the most popular orchestration platforms for containers. The core of Kubernetes is the Kubernetes API, which exposes a set of RESTful APIs that allow users to interact with the system. This API is used by the Kubernetes control plane, which consists of a set of components that manage the state of the system. The control plane is responsible for scheduling containers onto nodes, ensuring that they are running and healthy, and providing mechanisms for scaling and self-healing. One of the key concepts in Kubernetes is the notion of a pod. Pod represents a group of one or more containers that are deployed together on a node. Pods are the smallest deployable units in Kubernetes, and they provide a high level of abstraction for managing containers. Pods are ephemeral, meaning that they can be created and destroyed as needed, and they are designed to be resilient to failure. Another important concept in Kubernetes is the service, which is a logical abstraction that represents a group of pods that provide a particular function. Services enable users to access their applications in a consistent and reliable way, regardless of the underlying infrastructure or the number of pods that are running. Services are typically accessed using DNS names or virtual IP addresses, and they can be load balanced across multiple pods for high availability and scalability. In addition to the core components of the Kubernetes control plane, there are a number of other components and tools that are commonly used in a Kubernetes deployment. These include Kubernetes command line interface, kubectl, which is used to interact with the Kubernetes API and manage the system. The Kubernetes dashboard, which is a web-based user interface for managing and monitoring Kubernetes clusters. Ingress controllers, which provide external access to applications running in a Kubernetes cluster. Monitoring and logging tools such as Prometheus and Elasticsearch, which are used to monitor the health and performance of applications running in Kubernetes. In addition to this, there are also container runtime environments such as Docker or RKT, which are used to run containers in Kubernetes. Kubernetes is often used in conjunction with other technologies such as public or private cloud platforms to provide a complete solution for deploying and managing applications. For example, Kubernetes can be deployed on top of cloud platforms like Google Cloud Platform or AWS to provide additional features and functionality, such as integration with other cloud services, automatic scaling, and load balancing. Overall, Kubernetes is a powerful and flexible system for orchestrating and managing containerized applications at scale. It provides a platform for deploying and running applications in a consistent and reliable way, and it ensures developers to focus on building and deploying their applications rather than worrying about the underlying infrastructure. So this was the response from ChatGPT to the question, what is Kubernetes? Please let us know your feedback by sending us a message on Instagram. We are at KubeNotes, KubeNotes. And if you like our work, you can support us by visiting buymeacoffee.com/chinto. That is buymeacoffee.com/CHINTU. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.